This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some delicious soup that Brittany made today at Midtown Cafe. She made a loaded baked potato soup.
Decadent, huh?
Off limits for me.
Right.
I have a little bit in here.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day.
We've had a really good summer overall, I would say.
I think so.
It will be a pretty rainy day tomorrow and some humidity.
We need it, though.
You're right. Absolutely. No complaints from me about the weather.
Yeah.
It's August. Let's savor the summer weather before you know what comes back.
I know. And everybody's talking about, after school shopping.
Oh, yeah.
This and that. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, some schools are starting within a week or so
in
New Hampshire. I mean, as a kid, we never went to school before Labor Day.
Labor Day,
and now it's a pretty commonplace to start the week before.
It's true.
Or longer before.
And isn't Labor Day's a week, seems like it's a week late. I think it's the
8th
or something.
It is something. I think it's the 7th because it couldn't be the 8th. It's always the first Monday of the month. So I think it's the 6th, the 7th.
All right. 4th,
7th.
Yeah, it's a little...
late as it can come.
Yeah, so... Anyway, but yeah, we stuck around. We didn't, I had Thursday and Friday off, and I got caught up on a lot of things and didn't really do too much.
It
was very nice.
Well, it's relaxing, too.
Yes.
Even though you have the time off, don't feel like you have to fill every second with activities or lake or travel,
It's... I did. I even felt a little guilty, like, should we go to the beach? Should we go? And then Darren was like, no, we're just going to hang. I'm like, okay, we're going to hang.
So he's now working for himself and getting his granite and stone repair business going.
He is. And this morning he was up and he's like, I got a job this morning. And I'm like, great. I just put a little Facebook message on my feed saying, Daryl's starting his own business, da, da, da. We've gotten like 4 or 5 leads from that. Where he's at
Wonderful.
This morning is
yeah.
at Chris Cosmetics' house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. She PM'd and, they needed some kind of granite repaired. So
there's probably more people that need it than we realize.
There is.
I think of it as indestructible till the end of time.
Right.
But not so.
A couple chips.
Uh-huh.
Not with Chris's, but with another customer, one of my friends on Facebook. And he knows, all the kitchen designers too, so...
That helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so it seems like it's the right time for him to do this, right?
I think so.
You get out and work for yourself, and of course, that's been your life pretty much.
Yeah.
So, it's the good and the bad and the ugly.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Yeah.
So what'd you do for the weekend?
Oh, God, where do I start? How much time do we have? Well, I'll there's stuff I could spread over the course of the week, but we had Matt Preventure in last, Wednesday? Wednesday, I think
Wednesday.
He was in, from The Foundry, which is the new restaurant that is, what used to be Jillian's, and then it was World Sports Bar or something. And then it closed and was purchased by Dean Kamen, the inventor and entrepreneur and a very wealthy local individual. And so Matt is the executive chef. And they've had what's called a friends and family kind of weekend where people that they know can come in and eat for nothing so they can kind of get a feel of the flow and do all the things and know where the weak points are and what works, what doesn't work. So we did. Barbie and I went down on Saturday night for an 8 o'clock seating, and it was fantastic. It is, you've seen the inside, so you haven't had the food
like
what Matt brought. Which was fantastic.
Which was crazy.
It was outstanding. So I looked at the menu. I said, I don't need to try ribs. I don't need to try the
that's right.
The crab corn chowder. I don't need to try the nachos for dessert, the sugared cinnamon nachos. So it was basically go in and whatever you want.
That's crazy.
Just go crazy. And it is. So we had...
Please, you had the foie gras, didn't you?
I did not.
Ooh,
I did
Mike.
Not. But I did read on Facebook that he said in the first hour of them, they sold four of them.
That.
I'll get to that eventually. But I went with the basic crispy chicken wings, which were spicy. Marinated celery, great Hill blue cheese sauce, and sriracha apricot glaze. So that's what gave it the kick.
Okay.
And it was really good. They bring a basket of that out. All right, so what else did we have? We both had baby kale salads. Because they dress it with cashews, dates, ricotta, and sherry vinaigrette.
Ooh.
The kind of salads I love. I love a fruit, cheese, nut salad. Basically, pretty close to what that was.
Yeah.
So that was really good. And it was we got the small one instead of like really huge one because we were trying as much as we could.
Right.
For entrees, Barbie went with the grilled beef tenderloin, which was really good. I went for steak frites. Because sometimes I like the lesser cuts of meat to see what people do with it, you know, the flavoring and how tender it is, and it did not disappoint. Came with grilled Bavette's, well, it's a grilled Bavette steak, buttered fries, so I got the buttered fries and baby
fries.
Kale. Yeah, I couldn't really, I mean, it was French fries, basically, but maybe they slap a little butter on it. I didn't really detect that, but I'll take their word for it. And then, of course, you got to have dessert. Barbie normally doesn't, but we thought let's, because it's a really, really nice dessert menu. She had the vanilla bean creme brulee,
would be my choice.
It may be the best creme brulee that I've had in ages, because I tried a bite. Really, really good.
Nice.
I went for the flourless chocolate cake, which is very fudgy.
That's what Daryl would get.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, and then we had some cocktails. We had to pay for our cocktails. But all the food was free because, again, they're just trying to see how the systems work.
Now, was it full?
It was not full, no. We got there at 8, which was the second seating. And I didn't go through the whole – I never even walked through the whole place. I would say 2/3.
Okay.
So, which made it comfortable. Servers were very attentive and did a really nice job. So hats off to Matt and Nate, who's the general manager of the brand new foundry. Don't have a date yet for when they're opening to the public, because I think they're still doing the friends and family trial runs, I think even tonight, right?
Daryl and I are going tonight.
Okay.
Going at 6 o'clock. So,
all right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's fun. So while we're there, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, wouldn't that be cool if Dean Kamen was
and
in there?
And he was.
I saw
the picture.
Oh, you did? All right.
I saw a picture on Facebook. I don't know who posted it.
I did.
But was you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Barbie
sitting out
and me
on the deck.
Oh, okay. So that may have been a different one. But I saw him sitting at the bar with an associate, who I think is also a friend. So we went over, and I just introduced myself. And, you know, because when do you ever see Dean Kamen? He is just not out in public that much or that accessible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not that I've seen. And I've been a lot of places. I mean, I get out a lot. So maybe I just haven't seen him much. But anyway.
He has his little hangouts.
Okay.
For a while it was Unwind, and you'd see him there every Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But if you're not in Unwind, maybe you're not seeing him in a lot of places. So anyway, he was sitting at the end of the bar, and he was just finishing a glass of wine. I went up and said, hey, wonderful experience tonight. You know, terrific. Thank you. And just asked him a few questions, and then I said, would you mind if you take a picture with Barbara and me? So we took one picture, and he said, background for this one isn't so good. Let's go take another one. So it's like he's totally into
it. That's cool.
He was really, really nice, and he was more engaging than I expected him to be. But after all, this was the first night, and he was a proud papa. You could definitely tell he was very open, but I didn't see anybody else approach him the whole night. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to go up and talk to anybody. So we took the second picture, and then, you know, he's the one that invented the insulin pump and the technology that creates that.
My uncle and my cousin have those.
Yes.
Yeah.
As does Barbara, who's been a diabetic since she was 18. So somehow that came up in the conversation. So we had a nice long conversation. He was very interested in how it was working for her. And, I mean, it was almost like he was – well, he cared more than it was like research. It wasn't like, oh, I need to find out how it's working. He just cared and wondered.
Nice.
He said, I can't tell you what it is, but there's some technology that's happening very soon that's going to really, really improve things. And he said, but my patent attorney is with me now, and I can't say anything, which was hilarious. But it should be not too far down the road. So if you are one with diabetes and you use an insulin pump, he invented the technology for that back in the 70s, and, of course, the insulin pump has been perfected, and Barb's has a radio transmitter on it now. It's like a $7,000 piece of gear that she wears on her body at all times. But it's a lifesaver, and it was cool to meet the guy who essentially is responsible for a better life for people who have diabetes, and a lot of other things. I mean, water purification systems, the wheelchair that goes up and downstairs, and so it was cool talking to Dean Kamen.
In
his restaurant.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, was there a lot of people at the bar? or
there was a pretty good number of people there. Yeah, right. It was fairly busy. And it's as Matt pointed out, the bar they left in, but of course, you know, they pretty much blew up everything else around it. So I guess they felt the bar was deserving enough to fit into their what we'd call I would call modern industrial type of setting.
They redid it though.
Oh, they probably did.
I didn't remember
what look they must have.
They it's steel. The whole top is steel. Yeah, okay. Matt was telling me how they did it. And, oh gosh, yeah, industrial.
What's cool when you walk in the main entrance, you can either go to the left to the bar, or you can just go to the right to the main station where you're greeted. They have a big flat screen TV up on the ceiling, and it's the kitchen. So while you walk in, you can look up at the TV. You can see what's going on in the foundry kitchen.
You know who has that too is, and I think it's so cool, is Tuckaway Tavern.
Well, they do.
Yeah, they have that too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you and Daryl will have a great time tonight.
Yeah,
have you thought
I'm excited.
About? I mean, you've seen the menu.
I'm definitely getting foie gras. So.
Right. That's your.
When I read it on Facebook, I thought that was so funny. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So. I'm not sure what beyond that. Daryl, I'm sure we'll get some kind of red meat. That's his thing. So.
Well, the tenderloin was great, and I think the ribeye is the top end of their meat selection. It's not a huge menu, and I appreciate that because huge menus just make it too difficult.
Right. And, you know, and his menu, I think it touched upon all, you know, it was a few little small plates, salads, flatbreads, which I think is really nice.
Yes.
You know, you could really, it was a nice variety. That's what I like.
And what's smart is, and, you know, you're a restaurant person, so this will make sense to you. They didn't bring out the bread till after we had ordered our hors d'oeuvres or appetizers because, you know, if you fill up on bread, you're not going to buy appetizers.
Right.
I mean, that never occurred to me because I'm not a restaurant person. But I said, that makes so much – because, I asked for it. I said, could we get some bread knowing how good it was?
Wasn't it amazing?
We usually bring it out after the apps. I said, totally get that. So they're doing it right. They're working out the kinks in the systems, and there are probably a few. And it was great. So thanks to Matt, and thank you to Dean Kamen for spending so much time with Barbara and me. It was
nice.
It was very cool experience.
Very good.
Wow. Yeah. Thumbs up. 5 stars.
Good. That's awesome. Today's food holiday is national, and we did this Saturday night. We had a barbecue at the house, and few people over. My mom stayed till 9:30 around the fire. That's like major. She never stays
up
that late.
Yeah, no.
It was crazy. But it's National S'mores Day, so we made.
Oh, it
some,
is. Did you?
Yeah, my granddaughter was there, and it was funny. She's like, "We need marshmallows," and we went to the store.
Now, did you get those marshmallows that are as big as a baby's head, or did
you
go?
At the last minute, at like 8 o'clock at night is when we flew down to Market Basket to go get them. I didn't go. My sister went.
Uh-huh.
But Daryl had a bunch of, he's a chocoholic, so he had like 3 huge Lindt candy bars.
Oh, you did it with Lindt candy?
He did it with Lindt.
Brilliant.
Isn't that amazing?
Because Hershey's doesn't hold a candle to Lindt chocolate.
He has Lindt chocolate bars
nice.
Scattered all over the house.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he ever go to the outlet stores? I guess they are outlet stores, the Lindt candy stores. There's one in Londonderry off of exit 4 where the candy bars, what they do if they have overruns or ones that are approaching expiration dates, they sell them for like $1 each.
You're kidding.
And so I go in there once in a while, but you have to get 10. Well, okay, twist my arm.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's $1 each where normally they're like at least $3 in most places. So I don't care if they're expiring in November. I'm going to eat them by the end of the freaking week. So tip that off to Daryl. I'm not sure whether if there's one close to you, but there is the one
in the Dairy,
it's like where TJ Maxx and Shaw's.
I know, right? Where you are.
It's right there, and there's always stuff on sale like that.
That's cool. Definitely have to pass that along to him. So, all right. Well, I think our first guests are in the green room. So take a break. Rocco is training his North Conway staff, so for Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. You can also like them on Facebook. But in today for Rocco is Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin. So stay
I've
tuned.
I've heard of him.
Excuse me?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him, yes. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this Monday. Beautiful Monday out there. It's not too hot, not too cool. I think it was absolutely perfect this morning. And it is Healthy Monday. And in for Rocco today. Rocco is training his new staff at his brand new location in North Conway. So he's training the staff. So he sent in his director of social media and communications, Lori Gooley. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you introduce the guest that you brought with you.
I brought a very good friend of mine, Steve Gamlin, motivational speaker and author, and just a really cool dude.
Thank you.
There you go.
Great to be here.
Yeah, welcome. Glad you guys are both here. So maybe we can start off with giving us an update on the North Conway location.
Sure.
It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, and we've been getting tons of people asking when we're going to
open.
Yeah.
That's great.
So the official address is 1857 White Mountain Highway in North Conway, New Hampshire. We are having a pre-opening sale this weekend, August 15th and 16th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will be zero money to join. So
wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. Because normally it's $99 to join. So
okay.
You're saving $100 right off the bat.
That's great.
And it's going to be a 24-hour fitness center. We're offering over 320 classes, ranging from beginner to advanced. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Okay, I love that zero sign-in thing. Here's where you make it even more memorable. You pay people $1 to join.
We'll have to get that approved.
That's kind of cool.
A couple $100 when you think about it.
It's
I mean,
right?
I've never heard that. You know, you got Planet Fitness, $10 or whatever to join. You guys, nothing. How about we pay you to come in?
We'll have to run that by the boss.
Yeah. Now, guess what? Rocco has given me power of attorney. I'm able to sign anything in his name.
Oh, gosh. I'd love to see his face right now if he's listening.
He'll pound me into a pancake when he comes back.
Yeah, and he will do that.
Steve, have you met Rocco?
I have not, no.
You're not.
Oh.
First man ever to bench press 500 pounds.
Whoa.
501.
Oh, 501,
okay,
excuse me.
Let's
501.
Be technical.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to shortchange the guy.
And he's only about yay tall.
Yeah, it's okay.
World champion powerlifter.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He's in his 50s now, but he looks like he could still probably do, 400 anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know that
strong,
he works out as fastidiously as he did back in the day, but it's all good.
So?
Crickets.
So what do we have on tap for today?
And also, I'd like to put a little plug in to we're doing a back-to-school drive. We help kids that need school supplies in the state of New Hampshire. So Bedford and Londonderry are collecting money, gift cards, items. Last year, we helped over 100 children, and I took pictures of the kids that we helped, and it's on our blog at integrityfit.com if people want to see what we did last year. But we have boxes set up in both locations, Bedford and Londonderry at this point, to collect notebooks, backpacks. We're even collecting slightly used jackets, hats, mittens, all kinds of stuff. We had a huge response last year, so we're trying to get a big rally
excellent.
Going again this year. Yeah.
I was there this morning and I didn't see the boxes.
Yeah, the boxes are usually we tuck them behind the desk.
Okay.
But we announce it in our newsletters and our blog, and the coaches talk to the women in the clubs about it.
See, we're always there early.
Yeah.
You know what's really great about that is this time of year you can go into a place like Walmart and get just boatloads of stuff really, really cheap and then bring it over to Integrity and drop it off.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go, because who's got that stuff sitting around the house?
Yeah.
True, or a gift card,
Gift card, sure.
But it was a pretty amazing thing, because my friend Tammy and I went around and dropped it off to the various schools that we had contact with. So we knew who we had to go and speak to when we walked in the doors. But, some of these teachers were, crying because of the stuff that we brought, and they were just so grateful, and it just was so awesome.
That's nice.
Well, my sister's a teacher, and I'd say every teacher that I've ever met spends money out of their own pocket, not ever to be reimbursed, just to get the stuff that they feel they need that is not provided by the school systems, which is really sad.
It is.
Yeah, and there's a lot of children in New Hampshire. I'm sure other places too, but we're just focusing on New Hampshire because we live here. But some of these kids, you know, the parents can't afford because they're single moms. They're, you know, doing the best they can, and they get them one notebook, and that's not going to last, you know, and then their confidence gets broken. Yeah. So, you know, the teachers were nice enough to send pictures of, because we bought backpacks and we filled them. Like, everyone got two notebooks, pencils, pens, and all that stuff. So they showed us how the kids were utilizing the items we got. So it was pretty awesome.
That is very awesome. So what are we talking positive today? Is that what I heard you saying?
Yes.
And is that why you brought Steve along?
Yes, because he's awesome at it.
Well, he used to, when I worked with him, he was known as Silent Steve, which so far holds today.
Still, way back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day, but of course we haven't really given him a chance to speak.
Because I'm talking
too much.
That's
quite all right. Hey, I'm not the star of the show. I'm just here as a little garnish. 6'2" garnish on the side.
On the side.
He is one of the hardest working people on behalf of those who need help or don't have what they should, or motivating other people to take another look at their lives and give back and be positive, because it can only help not only the giver but all the people that whose lives you touch. Did I sum that up fairly?
That is actually perfect what you just said, because it's not only giving to others, it's realizing that the greatest gift in it actually comes back to you without knowing it. And it can take a while to understand that. And somebody asked me recently at an event, and they were a little snotty about it. What qualifies you to be a speaker? Why should I listen to you? I said, well, it's easy. I had what I thought was a great, happy, successful life. I screwed it up. And then I put it all back together. And I took notes. And I learned that, especially one of the things Lori and I talked about today, self-talk is absolutely huge in this. You can't go around dumping all over yourself or not thinking you have value and expect the world to see value in you. If you don't see it yourself, you know, I used to refer to that stage of my life as Hurricane Knucklehead Category 5. And I used to say right on stage in front of audiences, you know what qualifies me to be up here and not you? I'm a moron. And I finally figured it out. You know, I don't call myself a moron on stage anymore. You can't do that. You just have to say, you know, I'm going to go out there today. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to add positive value to the world, and I'm going to recognize that it's going to come back to me. And if somebody says thank you, don't look down and say, oh, it's nothing. Just say thank you and let them walk away. You know, any one of us, anybody listening today has an opportunity to be a hero to somebody who has nobody else who believes in them. You just tell them to have a good day, tell them they're appreciated, hold the door, something, make them laugh. And that is absolutely huge.
Is this a good example of what we'd call motivational firewood?
Yeah, that's the whole basis. That is my trademark, motivational firewood, because there are speakers who will jump up and down on stage and say, rah, 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 buy my stuff. You know, you're there and they're just pump, 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 pump it up, pump it up, yeah. Pump it up. Get you pumped up enough to go to the back of the room after and sign up for their $15,000 coaching program or their $8,000 getaway weekend. All we can give you is information. If you take that little bit of information and add it to your heart of something you want to do in your life, and you actually go do something with it, then I've done my job. And that's, I just provide firewood. If you get a spark in your heart that you want to do something, and you do, awesome. Tell me about it.
Now Steve walks the walk and talks the talk, and when I think I want to take a break and tease this with, he did something in Las Vegas that I would never do. And I'm a
loser at blackjack.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Don't I wish. Absolutely mind-blowing. It's crazy. So we'll share that when we come back to show that he believes in himself and showing that if you believe in yourself, you can do things that would scare you. Leave it there.
Wow, I like that. I can't wait. Let's take a break. And you're listening to Food for Thought. You're listening to The Pulse. And we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, friends. It's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Carol Lawrence, Mike Moore, and we're brought to you by Grasshopper's Garden Center on North River Road, New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub at Depot Street in Hillsboro. Look for them on Facebook. Joining us here for another 10 minutes or so on Healthy Monday, filling in for Rocco Boulay, Mr. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, opening his brand new location in North Conway, is Lori Gooley, their Director of Social Media, a very important position these days, and communications. Bringing with her today a longtime friend of mine, former radio producer, and then he decided to help humanity in so many ways and has done a great job as an inspirational speaker and a giver back of all things, and to prove that you can believe in yourself and do stuff that would scare the living daylights out of you. What did you do in Las Vegas a couple years ago, Steve, that I'll admit it, I would never do it?
Oh, went out to Vegas and lost a lot at the tables, and I said, well, this is not good, so I'm just going to find something else exciting to do out here in Vegas. And I told myself the only one thing I really wanted to do was go up to the top of the Stratosphere Hotel to the 108th floor and jump off.
It's like a Space Needle type thing like they have in Toronto.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. And I think America is the greatest country in the world because we build the tallest buildings and then we charge people to jump off them,
yeah.
Which I think is brilliant.
Brilliant, yep.
So I went up there and it's a cable jump. It's not a bungee. So you jump off the 108th floor and right around the third floor, a gentle braking system kicks in and all of a sudden you hear some guy's voice. Okay, put your feet down. Okay, let me unclip you. Okay, you're done. Go buy your souvenir t-shirt. But the greatest part of it is it was amazing. But the most fun was a few months later when I went to have my taxes done. I slid a receipt across the table to my accountant, and he says, what's this? I said, I jumped off a building. He says, you can't deduct it off your taxes. He said, I use it for educational purposes. I created a whole lesson about overcoming fear. And he asked for the lesson to prove it, and I said, yeah. And he said, okay, deduct it off your taxes. So,
wow. I think, I'm still not jumping off a building.
And you had a GoPro cam on your head, right?
I had a GoPro camera
on
my wrist.
It, Carol. Yeah. Oh, it was on your wrist.
It was on my wrist. And I think if I ever go back and do it again, I'm going to duct tape a pizza box to my left hand. And as I go past the hotel, I'm just going to point in windows. Is this yours?
Yeah.
Hot pizza in 30 seconds or less. Guaranteed.
So I didn't realize it wasn't a bungee thing where you would kind of slowly, you know, find your spot and they'd reel you back in. That was it.
You
landed,
plummet,
right.
And then at the very end, it slows gently.
Yes.
And
no
you just
way.
Put your feet down, and that's it.
Right.
It's amazing.
Did
it
you
amazing.
Need laundry services when you went back?
I did not.
Okay.
No,
right.
I did not.
Very good. Where can people find that online? Because it's definitely worth watching because it's pretty dramatic.
It's on my YouTube channel. If you look up, even if you just look up my name, Steve Gamblin,
mm-hmm.
and then look up Stratosphere, I believe
okay.
it should come up in there. There's a couple of different versions, including my GoPro version, as well as my fiance Tina and friend Krista were down below with their cameras shooting upward.
Oh,
so
wow.
They said, all we saw a plane go by, and then Steve went bombing off a balcony of the 108th floor. So it's almost 1,000 feet.
Cool.
That's great. Good way to blow out the cobwebs, which I think we have to do now and then.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, would you do it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat. I wish it was higher because it doesn't last all that long.
Well, you're going like 118 miles an hour is typically what it is when you're going out of a plane. No, I would not. I'll admit it. I would not do it. I wouldn't jump out of a plane. You know, I am not a thrill magnet or whatever the word is. Thrill.
I won't jump off a step.
Junkie. Yeah, there you go. Smart girl.
We went zip lining. Zip lining's really fun.
Yeah, it is, and it's not that dangerous. You know, Steve wouldn't even consider that, I'm sure.
No, I would love to do that.
Yeah,
there's some amazing places here in New Hampshire now.
There really are.
I've been three times,
yeah.
And that's a blast.
I've been skydiving three times, so if ever a plane I'm in is in trouble, I won't have a parachute, but they're going to say he landed perfectly.
That's right.
We can tell by the hole in the ground.
And the Russian judges are holding up the card that had a 10 on it. So.
9.5, come on.
So there's some other stuff we wanted to get to. We've got about 5 minutes left that are very important to today's theme.
Well, we at Integrity do challenges every month, and August is Affirmation August. So every day we want to write something positive on our calendar because what we think we manifest. And I have a friend that I coach and she said, I got the perfect affirmation for today. And she said, I am not fat. And I was like, that's a terrible affirmation because I'll tell you why, because it's still a negative statement. So you still have that image that I'm fat, even though you use the word I'm not fat. That image of you being fat or overweight or unhealthy is still in your head. So you're not really believing it. So you want to watch your wording when you say, you know, when you're doing positive affirmations, you want to, you know, I'm at my ideal weight. I am healthy. I am, you know, at my ideal goal. It's very important to watch the self-talk. So saying I am not fat is not a very good positive affirmation.
Okay.
Because it's still the negative. It still has negative tones to it, and that defeats the purpose of being positive.
All right. So how do you, Steve, how would you present that situation to make it a positive that you could work from.
I would turn that around, and Lori and I talked about this before the show, and say, I am healthy today. I am I'm in the right place, or I'm on my way to the journey, to not say, I am not, I am not, I am not, because we get caught up in that language, and it tricks your mind, it tricks your heart, and I think it keeps you in a bad place, and it could even set you back a bit.
Right.
It's like people that say, well, I want to quit smoking. No, I want healthier lungs.
Right.
Flip it and say it in a more positive way, because the outcome is a lot better and the mental picture can be a lot better for you.
That's exactly. We have a whiteboard at the club, and we always change it every month. And this was a while back, but we had I deserve, and people, you know, were like, happiness, health, you know, healthy children.
I write on it every month.
Well, I had one lady, she was like, I don't feel comfortable writing on this one because I don't deserve anything. And I was like, of course you do. And she thought it was selfish. So I think women are nurturers by nature. So I think we don't think of ourselves. We always want to nurture everyone else. So it is important to stop and say, you know what? I do deserve to feel good. I do deserve to be healthy, because then everything in your life will run better if you're feeling good. So everyone deserves to be feeling good.
That's right.
You know, man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. Everyone deserves something. So.
And I think, too, if there's somebody standing behind that person that sees them write something positive, it could get them over their own little hurdle. Like if I saw Lori was in front of me and she said, I deserve health and happiness, and maybe I wasn't thinking that for myself, I could be inspired by that. So I think a lot of speakers out there say, if you have something to offer the world, how could you be so selfish to not share it? Somebody needs a hero today. Mm-hmm. So let your flag fly. I mean, just get it out there and just live who you really are and head in the right direction. And the best thing is just be good to yourself. Don't be the circus clown that thinks you have to put on the show for everybody else all day long and then go home crying at the end of the circus, because that's not a good way to live. It's not healthy. I've been there. It's not healthy.
But we're all human. So, Steve, when you have a bad day, do you pick up the phone? Do you write something online? How do you get you? Because, you know, everybody has a day that they're not really thrilled with.
Right.
So what's your formula for getting out of that mindset?
Sometimes it takes me a day or so. I can wallow in things sometimes. But the next day I'll pick up the phone and I'll call a friend. It's most fun for me if I know they're not going to answer. And I'll say, hey, do you remember when? And I'll leave it as a message.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, that person will call me back later in the day and ask, how did you know I needed to hear that today? Hmm. I listened to it 5 times, laughed till I cried. That makes me feel better. And then they feel better. And I know that I've helped someone, and that gets me out of, it breaks my pattern.
Right.
So just reach out and connect. Go hold the door for someone. I like to hold it at the post office. 5, 6, 7, 8 people. Then somebody says, you know, I could hold that for you. I said, no, 3 more and the tip jar comes out. Keep going.
Yep.
Just create a smile.
But I've reached out to Steve numerous times through Facebook. I'm like, I want to hurt somebody today. Wow. Steve's like, all right, let's talk.
Yeah. I mean, and she's got Rocco on her side.
Yeah,
so
right.
Someone's going down.
Yeah.
But I mean, we all have those
How
days,
have you managed to stay out of jail before you met Steve?
Because I kind of just say it, you know, I'm like, okay, I feel better now that I said it. But if you have that person, or, you know, that you could reach out to, like, hey, I'm having a really bad day and I can't get out of my funk, help me. And by the end of it, you know, I was out of my funk and I was laughing and making jokes and forgot why I even contacted him in the first place, you know. So it's important to have, like, buddies to connect with, you know.
And Steve has this wonderful, he's not a mascot, he's kind of the face of so many of things that we look at in life. Super Teddy, your little Pomeranian.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a while when he wasn't doing so well, or he was not, you know, and I was like following along, really bummed out. But how is Super Teddy doing?
Super Teddy is much better. Actually, it did get really scary there for a while. He had some issues and a misdiagnosis, unfortunately, inadvertent, but misdiagnosis. And he's doing much better now. He would be here today, but then nobody would ask me any questions. And adorable face, adorable fuzzy face in radio. Eh, don't quite mix, but he does have his own Facebook page, his own web page.
Come
and
on.
What is his
name?
Super Teddy Maximus.
Maximus, yeah.
Tiny dog, go. Huge name.
He's adorable.
He
wrote a book.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Oh,
he appeared in a couple of pages in one of my books, And then people instantly started saying, hey, I bought that book, and Super Teddy needs to have his own book.
Oh, he is absolutely my goodness. Adorable, so. It kind of looks like my Molly.
Molly's a Morkie, right?
I have a Morkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Yorkie Pomeranian. He was a rescue from
there
the streets
you called it.
New Orleans. He was born to a stray mama dog, the only survivor of his litter. And you talk about how good energy goes around. Somebody called Animal Rescue and said, hey, there's a mother dog here. They rescued him, brought him to the shelter. He was old enough. He got fostered for a while and then got evacuated up here to New England and adopted by my fiance and her mom.
Oh, wow.
And he just, he is the most, he's love in a fur coat. Basically, he makes friends with everybody. We actually met a dog the other day that the next time it rains, Super Teddy's going to stand underneath him.
Oh,
it was a great game.
Great Dane. Great Those things are amazing, aren't
From
they?
From the neck up, it's bigger than Teddy.
That's funny. Steve, how could people get in touch with you for motivational speaking or any private coaching? How would folks find you?
Yeah, it's all a one-stop shop at my webpage, stevegamlin.com, G-A-M-L-I-N. Everything's there, the radio shows, the articles, the blogs, Super Teddy, everything.
He's a busy guy.